Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another Weekday Meditation. This is an opportunity for you to quiet your soul, have a little bit of encouragement like the Weekday podcast does, but really, it is to slow us down and remind us and guide us into quietude, solitude, so we can receive peace, power, and direction that is specific to our individual lives. Well, to do that, we have to be coachable, teachable, and correctable. And in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 11, Solomon writes these words to his son, "My child, don't reject the Lord's discipline, and don't be upset when he corrects you. For the Lord corrects those he loves, just as a daddy corrects a child in whom he delights." I will never forget the first time I heard a parent say, when they were about to spank me, "This hurts me more than it's going to hurt you." And me thinking as a little kid, "I doubt it." But you know, now as a dad of six daughters and a grandfather to five, it is that way, that I would only take the opportunity to correct my children because I love them and I want God's best for them. Well, how much more so does God love us? How much more so are we as his creation, the people that he wants to correct because he loves? Well, today in our time of meditation, I want to ask you to be open to receiving God's correction and his direction. You know, most of the time, we are a people that are prone to wander off of God's will and his way. And maybe today, what we might do is in our quietude and in our solitude, we would say, "Yes, Lord, I want power. Yes, Lord, I want peace. And yes, Lord, I want direction. And if that means you need to correct something in my life, would you open me up to receive it in the love in which you deliver it?" So my friend, today, let's prepare to meditate. We're going to take one deep breath just to kind of separate the teaching time from the listening time. Are you ready? Hold it. Hold it. And let your facial muscles just come at ease. Find yourself in a comfortable position. And then I want to invite you just to be still. And hear as God prompts your soul, as he directs your life. And maybe you might say, "Lord, today, would you deliver into my life the correction you need that I might be ready to receive your best?" I'm going to mind the time and give you a couple of moments to hear from the Lord, and I'll be back. Well, the scriptures say that when we truly receive God's correction and we're not upset about it, but we realize it's because He loves us, that He delights in that, and we've been prepared to receive His best. My friend, today, go and receive God's very best. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.